I'm Frank Vaughn. It's January 27th, 2025, and what more can I possibly say? The last six or seven videos have been filled with material that should form a basis for you to do your own research, to understand how fragile Canada is right now, and what, in my opinion, the premiers should be doing, specifically in the western provinces, because the only way things make sense is our leadership is deliberately trying to bring the country down. I look at this election call that Doug Ford is committed to announcing on the 29th. Ontario is going to be without a government until the 27th of February. And the PC position isn't as strong as you would think it would be for him to call an election early. He still had a year and a half left in his current mandate. Why the rush? Why the hurry? His excuse doesn't make any sense. Can you imagine a scenario where the PC party emerges with a minority government, or the other parties, the NDP and the Liberals, can form a coalition government or bring the government back down and force another election? The people of Ontario, specifically Conservative Ontario, are very frustrated with the Ford government because they've governed from the left this entire time. They are left of the NDP, but they are definitely left of center. There is no Conservative option. And now you have New Blue and you have Sloan and Hillier teaming up with the Ontario party to nip at their heels. Who knows what might actually happen? It doesn't look like Ontario is going to be in a strong position. So federally, you have Trudeau resigning, yet not resigning. He's still prime minister, so it was a resignation that didn't actually happen. He's openly talking about stacking the Senate even more than it's already stacked to ensure that another agenda cannot possibly get through sufficiently for the next 10 to 15 to 20 years. Canada's kind of euchred here, folks. We're kind of checkmated. Trudeau has broken everything that was left of Canada. He kicked into high gear the process of deconstruction. All of the wind that these people talk about making Canada resilient, it's too late. These are steps that should have been taken before. And as I alluded to in yesterday's edition, all the federal leaders, including Poilievre, all they're talking about is various ways of burning the house down. The house is going to burn down. The trade war with the United States cannot be won. They can replace our products. Admittedly, they can't replace natural gas easily enough, but they can certainly replace our heavy crude. And if they've already been making inroads with the suppliers, those wheels could already be turning. So go ahead. Cut off energy supplies. All you're going to do is drive hundreds of thousands of Canadians, possibly millions, into poverty and homelessness. That's what your leaders are offering you. Instead of securing the border, instead of doing what little Trump is asking, and even if it's not about what Trump is asking, like I've said before, ad nauseum, in the last seven videos, they should be calling him on it and saying, look, we're taking action. Why are you tariffing us? Why are you making us hurt when we're doing what you ask? But we're not doing that. We're getting ready to dig in. We're getting ready to go to war. And worse still, the vast majority of Canadians seem to think it's a good idea. And I think the vast majority of Canadians are pathetically ill-informed and resistant to facts. But you're going to learn. Pain is the best teacher. Starvation's the best teacher. I've had several conversations over the last 12 hours with people that watch my channel and know me personally, who have wealth to protect. It's actually been quite interesting that several people have reached out to say, you know what, thank you. Thank you for helping me protect what I've got. And I'm glad that I can do that for people. Because the Canadian dollar is going to suffer. Canada is going to suffer. If we proceed down this path, it's a path towards disillusion. So even though we've had a fake resignation, even though the leadership, the liberal leaders, the whole country is being held hostage by a liberal leadership election, which is going to determine who the next prime minister is, the leadership, they can't even manage this internal election. They kicked Chandra Arya out for what little reason they act, like what excuse they had to kick him out, and it was because many people are signing up to the Liberal Party to vote for him. They left they left this wide open to abuse. And now they're complaining that people are abusing it. And so rather than have a full-fledged democratic process. They're only allowing the people to run that they find acceptable. And it's going to be carny. Unless all the new members can foil it, it's going to be carny. And you couldn't get a more establishment, insider, individual. The man who is the architect behind liberal policy. The man who says that carbon taxes are too cheap. Like, he's going to be prime minister. There's a very real chance that Jagmeet Singh doesn't bring the government down, especially if conservative support remains high. Because he knows that his only option to cling to power is to preserve the government that is in office right now. Because if he allows Pierre Poilievre to form a majority government, then it's 4 years until he gets another opportunity. And he might even lose his own seat. You've got fake polls coming out trying to show Liberal Party strength. I don't really have much to offer you today. I'm waiting for the foreign interference report tomorrow, which will be interesting reading. We'll probably have something to say about that. But Doug Ford, again, I'm just going to circle this back around. Calling an election right now, just like Trudeau resigning the day of January 6th, symbolic of what was happening in the United States. Trudeau resigning, Doug Ford calling an election, it weakens the nation even more. We're standing down. We're not fighting. They're talking about a trade war, which will only damage us. We're standing down. We're actually gearing up to dissolve the country, to cause the country harm, to cause the people harm. That's the only plan that's on the table. And can you imagine what happens when the co-lead of Team Canada, which is Doug Ford, self-styled savior of Canada with his Chinese-made hats, can you imagine if he guides Ontario into a minority government, or heavens forfend, the Liberals win enough seats that they can form a coalition with the NDP, because nothing is secure. The Liberals are rising in Ontario. Why would you call an election when, for whatever reason, Ontario is a special place? I mean, they have a completely different political litmus there than anywhere else in the country. I don't think it's fake. The Liberals will be the leaders of the opposition. But what if they form a minority government? What if the PCs don't have a strong mandate in the middle of a national crisis, which Doug Ford has elevated himself as a co-lead? All of these decisions, all of these words from our politicians, all of this pseudo-leadership is just weakening Canada's hand, and it's going to hurt the people. And I've made hours of content trying to wake people up. And sadly, it's most people in this country will never see it. They'll never get a chance to think about it. They don't have the time. They don't have the inclination. Too busy watching hockey. Their livelihoods are going to suffer. They're going to suffer. And they're not going to know why. The value of their savings is going to evaporate. So luckily, the people who are diversifying and protecting their savings, like, God bless them. I'm glad that they're doing that. But there's a whole other pile of people in this country who I would like to save from suffering, but I don't have the power to do so. All I can do is make these videos, put it on camera, and spend my days reading and researching and trying to understand where we're at, and then feeling like I'm talking into the abyss without being able to make a difference. I care about this stuff. I take it to bed with me at night. I woke up this morning with a twitch in my right eye, my eyelid twitching away, and I said to my wife, you know, I got this twitch in my eyes, and she's just like, are you surprised? You've been pretty stressed out the last week. And she's right. I carry this stuff. In some ways, I wish I was on a level to actually make decisions. You know, I've got friends who I shouldn't say friends. I know people in this country. I know people who have lines of communication with decision makers. And I have conversations with them. I basically do consulting work, but I don't get paid for any of it. Everything I do for free. And I care more than some of the people that I talk to. And it's incredibly frustrating because I can see where it's going. I remember back in 2020, I remember talking in, well, it was actually December of 19. It started in December of 2019. I went through January, February, March, a little bit into April, talking about this thing that was happening in China, citywide lockdowns and all this stuff. And our governments were saying it was nothing. They were saying to ignore it. They were saying things that didn't make any sense in light of what I was seeing. And I didn't know what was going to happen. But I spotted a trend. And I got in front of the camera and I said, this thing is coming. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know everything about it. But I do know that at one point or another, the government's going to flip their script and they're going to lock you down hard. And I also know they're going to Project Warp Speed, a medical treatment, out to the public that you should avoid like the plague. And that advice has aged really well. I spotted that trend. It was worse than I imagined it would be. It wasn't as bad as it could have been, but it was worse than I imagined it would get. I couldn't believe how draconian the government got. And people shouldn't forget that. And I feel the same way here in 2025 as I felt back then. I see before us a lot of pain and suffering and the potential dissolution of this country. And there's a pathway to avoiding it. There's a pathway to ensuring we get the most out of the deal. But we lack for bold leadership. They all seem committed to, first off, standing down by triggering elections and leadership bids in the middle of a crisis. But secondly, they all seem unified in adopting a stance, with the exception of Premier Smith and Scott Moe, who have indicated that they may chart a different course, and I would celebrate that if they did, because we need to. Now is the time for boldness and thinking outside the box. Because the path our leaders are going to take us down is a path of max pain. What more can I say? I've said it all in the videos already. The Americans can look north and they can pick from a ton of low-hanging fruit when it comes to justifications for escalation against Canada. The Chinese police stations, the harboring of terrorists, cartel operations at our ports. And who knows what's going to be in this foreign interference report. I think it's interesting that it's dropping in the middle of this crisis. When we don't have a sitting government, when Trudeau seems hell-bent on stacking the Senate and making sure that even if there is a different government, there's nothing we can do to change the trajectory and the course that the country's on. And into the midst of all of this crisis, this report is going to drop. And I don't pretend to know what's going to be in it. I don't have any internal insight. I understood what was going to happen with the Alberta Task Force and the C-19 thing. I knew that beforehand. And watch other people's content. It's pretty damaging. Everything that we did during C-19 was a mistake. Period. The rollout, the passports, all of it was terrible. And I warned you in advance, and I'm warning you in advance right now. Canada is heading into a period of immense pain if we follow these people into perdition. And I'm glad for the community, and I'm glad for the people that comment. I'm glad for the conversations that we have. But sometimes I just feel like I can't make a difference. And it's really painful because I spend my time knowing these things. And hopefully I'm making a difference in your lives. There's certainly enough people who reached out about the work in 2020 and specifically in 2021 when we did all those videos about, and when I say we, it's me and my family. Without them, I don't do this. Without their patience and time and my wife's ability to be very frugal because we do this on our own time and our own money. And we made all those videos talking about resilience and how to grow food and how to be at peace in the middle of crisis. that the best thing that you can do to find inner peace is to secure your own livelihood and your own place in the world. And when things get too chaotic out there, to be able to just shut it off and look around you and say, I live in a good place, I've got good neighbors, I've got food in my pantry, we're okay. You know, and that's the stuff of value, and I'm hoping that at the very least, people take what I'm saying seriously about what's coming in the months ahead of us if we follow our political leaders along this path. Now, I feel bad for my viewers in Quebec and Ontario and other provinces, because for you, with your current political leadership, there's no hope of changing trajectory. They are all dedicated to this destructive path. For the citizens of Saskatchewan and Alberta, maybe Manitoba, we'll see. There is another path that we can take. And that is a path of direct opposition to Ottawa. And opening up our minds to the possibilities that lie on the other side of this chaos and trying to secure those possibilities before too much pain happens. This is the land of Riel. This is the land of the Western spirit. This is probably the last bastion of true Western civilization. And we should protect that, even if it means open defiance of Ottawa's dictates. Did you know that I have a website, frankvaughn.ca, the ultimate repository for all of my work, and a backup location just in case the censors come for me again? And if you like the content, please consider using the donate link in one of the options available. There are no paywalls, there is no advertising, and there is no Patreon, and I intend to keep it that way. Thank you for your time and your consideration.